USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he'll ask Congress to pass more economic stimulus, including a payroll tax cut, even after the government reported a surprise improvement in U.S. unemployment on Friday. With more on that, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
The May jobs report was a surprise to most economists, with a report beating expectations. Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us the jobless rate declined to 13.3%.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 2.5 million in May. These improvements in the labor market reflected a limited resumption of economic activity that had been curtailed in March and April due to the coronavirus pandemic and efforts to contain it. In May, employment rose sharply in leisure and hospitality, construction, education and health services, and retail trade.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Protests over the death of George Floyd are expected to continue over the weekend. FBI Director Christopher Wray saying peaceful protests are okay, but rioting and looting distracts from the message.
We're seeing people who are exploiting this situation to pursue violent, extremist agendas, anarchists like Antifa and other agitators.
The mayor of Washington, D.C. is asking President Trump to remove from the city the troops and federal law enforcement officers who are there as part of the beefed-up security efforts because of the George Floyd protests. Members of the Utah National Guard are being kicked out of their Washington, D.C. hotel rooms, and Utah Senator Mike Lee isn't too happy.
They're being evicted. If the office of the mayor of the city of Washington has ended their contract with the Marriott Marquis Hotel, they'll get off at 10 a.m. tomorrow, and I'm told at that point they'll have to go gather their things and go find another place to stay.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says a viral video of Buffalo police officers shoving an elderly man troubles him. Cuomo went on to criticize the officers after they walked past a man who was bleeding from the head after he hit the concrete. The two officers have been suspended without pay, and an investigation is underway. Rockstar Don Henley is fighting current copyright laws, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
Eagles songwriter Don Henley has now urged Congress to take it to the limit to protect artists against online pirating, wading into a copyright fight pitting Hollywood and the recording industry against big tech platforms like Google's YouTube. The blockbuster hitmaker of the 1970s testified online from his home before a Senate Judiciary Subcommittee weighing possible changes to a 1998 copyright law. The law allows holders of copyrighted material to formally ask parties they believe to have taken their content without permission to remove it. Then the parties have time to dispute the claim. If they comply promptly with the request, there are zero legal consequences currently. Otherwise, they may be subject to criminal penalties. Henley said the law is weak and needs to be changed to make it more effective in stopping online piracy. Henley called the copyright law a relic of a MySpace era in a TikTok world.
Remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.